You're listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services. My name is Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2011. In observance of the 10th anniversary of 9/11, TAMU Adelante has joined forces with the TAMU Tennis Club, Laredo Tennis Association, and United States Tennis Association for a care package creation and tennis tournament event dubbed Pack and Play for Our Troops this weekend. The group will accept items to create care packages for Adopt-A Unit, a group of approximately 200 soldiers serving in Kuwait. Items needed include 4-ounce hand sanitizer, pairs of athletic socks, baby powder, disposable razors, baby wipes, hard candy, sunscreen, beef jerky, letters of support, $10 postage sponsorships, protein bars or granola bars, sunflower seeds and nuts, and lip balm. In addition to sending care packages, they will also be sending portable tennis equipment for soldiers to enjoy. Drop off care package items Saturday, September 10th at the Market Street Tennis Courts from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those donating 5 items or more will receive a free tennis lesson for 1 hour. A 25-item donation will provide a free tennis lesson for 2 people on Saturday, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Market Street Tennis Courts. The event is open to the public and all community members are encouraged to participate. For more information, please contact Myra Scopel at mscopel@tamu.edu or call 956-326-3161. Two TAMU faculty members were recognized for their teaching excellence, leadership, and scholarship at last week's fall convocation. Dr. Bernice Sanchez-Perez was named TAMU Teacher of the Year and addressed TAMU freshmen at the convocation. Dr. Deborah Blackwell was named recipient of the Dr. Judith Soffedini Medal for Leadership and Scholarship. Both were congratulated by Provost Pablo Arenas and President Ray Keck at the ceremony attended by members of the incoming TAMU freshman class of over 700 students. Dr. Sanchez-Perez is a Laredo native with over 15 years of teaching experience in primary, secondary, and university settings. She graduated with a BA in English from Texas Women's University. She began her professional career as a language arts teacher in the Dallas Independent School District. She returned to Laredo in 2004 and has worked collaboratively for TAMU's Colleges of Arts and Sciences and Education. In 2009, she earned her PhD in Curriculum and Instruction from Texas A&M University. She now serves as an assistant professor and director of the South Texas Writing Project. She has been awarded additional Teaching Excellence Awards in 2010 and 2011 from the Texas A&M University System. Dr. Deborah L. Blackwell has been part of the TAMU faculty for 12 years. She received her bachelor's degree in history and government from the College of William & Mary in Virginia, her master's degree in history from North Carolina State University, and her PhD in history from the University of Kentucky. An associate professor of history at TAMU, she is the founding director of the University Honors Program. She has served as faculty director of the Humanities Texas Institute for Social Studies Teachers, been elected to Leadership Texas, and served as president of the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi and vice president of the Faculty Senate. Her research primarily focuses on late 19th and early 20th century Southern Appalachian history and gender issues. For additional information, contact the TAMU Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu. A new local vocal organization, Song on the Rio Grande, is initiating a Rio Grande vocal series that will provide master classes with some of the nation's most well-regarded vocal performers beginning September 23rd through 24th. Suzanne Ramo-Gector, TAMU adjunct faculty member, said the group was formed in conjunction with Laredo Community College and TAMU. We wanted to offer an opportunity for students at both LCC and TAMU to participate in master classes, roundtable discussions, and an opportunity to learn alongside some of the nation's top vocal performers. Our first offering will be September 23rd and 24th and will feature tenor Jason Ferrante and soprano Twyla Robinson. In addition to TAMU and LCC students, high school students from Laredo and the area are also encouraged to attend. Future offerings will also include recitals, she explained. Dana Crabtree, TAMU vocal instructor assisting the effort, said the Rio Grande vocal series should also be appealing to audiences. This would be a great opportunity for music lovers to take a peek at how some of our nation's most gifted vocalists share their legacy through education, while also affording the chance to talented students who will take to the stage in local and area productions. Perhaps some may even be on the national stage someday, Crabtree said. There is no charge to attend the vocal series offerings, and the public is welcome to attend and enjoy the sessions. Song on the Rio Grande is planning a recital in October, a February masterclass, and two additional recitals later in 2012. For additional information, contact Crabtree at 956-326-3040 or at dcrabtree@tmu.edu. Contact Ramel Gechter at 956-326-2654 or at suzanne.ramel@tmu.edu. Make plans to visit the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery for a look at the current exhibit, Mark Anthony Solo Exhibition, on display through Friday, September 30th. Admission is free and open to the public. There will be a closing reception Thursday, September 29th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the CFPA Gallery Lobby. Admission is free and open to the public. The artist's work has been shown in cities from the U.S., including Chicago, New York City, New Orleans, and Kansas City, Missouri. The gallery is open from Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and by appointment. For more information, contact David Bogus, Gallery Co-Director and Assistant Professor of Art, at david.bogus@tmu.edu or 956-326-3079. For additional information on these stories, please visit tmu.edu. And for a list of upcoming events, please visit tmu.edu/calendar.